Any energy yet filled him, and he hurried from the altar and down the long torch-lit halls of the castle with the speed and sureness of one many years younger. One of the Lord's servants heard him burst through the double doors of the chapel. Struggling to match the old man's pace, the servant inquired, "What now, your blessedness?" "A horse!" the Most High Priest snapped, not even bothering to glance at the man. Silently, the younger man sprinted ahead to do the priest's bidding. Before the master of the castle had left for war, he had told the servants that his blessedness was to be obeyed in all things. Swift though the servant was, the priest paced nervously outside the castle's beautifully carved doors for several minutes before a stable boy brought him his steed. The Most High Priest practically leaped into the saddle before he yanked his mount's head sharply around and clattered out of the courtyard. He was going to the circle to complete the divine errand. The night grew misty as the priest and the horse galloped down the old Svalich road. Flying chunks of mud spattered man and beast, but the traveler was oblivious. He urged the animal on to greater speed at the prompting of the amulet. Impatiently, he abandoned the road and took to the Svalich woods. He did not know a shortcut, but the amulet did. At last, he reached his destination. A circle of large stones just outside the limit.